Today on the podcast, we're talking about Sam Altman, who has been talking about OpenAI's new AI device. There's a lot of mystery. We don't know what's going on. He merged with Johnny Ive's company for, I think, over $1 billion, if I'm not mistaken on this. And with all of that, they're going to be coming out with an AI device. Now, this is a tricky place. Sam Altman's been talking a lot about it. He said that the new AI device is going to be more peaceful and calm than the iPhone. So that is, I mean, it's kind of an interesting tidbit. We're going to get into what people are saying about it and some speculations on what this might actually be. What's interesting here, though, is this is coming at a time where basically all of the major AI devices that have come out have flopped in some way or another. People aren't using them. And I was actually testing an AI device just last night on another podcast. And the reviews on that were not phenomenal either. So we have a lot to talk about when it comes to the devices and wearables. But before we do, we wanted to tell you about the AI Hustle School community. So for those that don't know, every single week we record an exclusive piece of content. This week we recorded a video where I showed you some analytics from my own podcast. I've translated my AI chat podcast into multiple languages. I show you the analytics of how many streams other languages get, how much it costs to dub a video into another language, how to have it clone your own voice, like go into a lot of details on that, which I think is interesting and applicable to a lot of industries. But beyond that, we have almost 100 videos over there breaking down different tools and tips on how to grow and scale your business with AI. So if you are interested, we have a Black Friday discount right now where you can get access for $19 a month. And there is also an annual plan that is 30% off of that discounted price. So if you want to go check it out, it is linked in this description. It is the AI Hustle school community. All right, let's get into what's going on with Sam Altman. I guess, what was your thoughts on the device here?
Yeah, so the biggest thing that I was kind of surprised by, at least at first, was that there's going to be no screen on this potential device. That's kind of like the biggest reveal here. Sam Altman described this as a more calming, peaceful device than compared to like an iPhone. So I think that's a really interesting idea. And in my head, I'm trying to figure out, you know, how all this will work together. But, you know, more and more each day, I find myself using OpenAI's products for different tasks, whether it's contract law with real estate or, you know, how to fix my air conditioner. There's all these different tasks that I use it for. Okay. And so I could really see this device being really handy as a way to potentially categorize the different types of things I use ChatGPT for, and then help me, you know, when I need it, but not necessarily have to pull my phone out during a task. You know, I think there's a lot of trendy dumb phones right now that are coming out. Yeah. Where they basically don't have all the social media distraction type apps, and it's mostly just for function. I mean, I think this is kind of the next level to that, because now if you can have a wearable device that will kind of help you with all your problems, all your different tasks, and then you have just a communication device, that's really all you need if you're trying to maximize productivity in a workday. So I kind of see this thing being geared towards productivity and working, but Jane, what do you picture this device being used for? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, so I mean, it is interesting. I like your point about like the dumb phones. I definitely think there's a huge appeal. I've like researched them very extensively. My wife actually had a Caterpillar, like the tractor company. They have like a flip phone that they've made. It looks like a brick, and she wanted to like do a phone detox, screen time detox, and so she used that phone for, I don't want to down talk it. It was at least 6 months, might have been 9 months that she used that phone. It was a crazy learning curve, though, on like how to do everything. It was an Android phone, I'll say. So even though the screen is like this tiny little screen on one half of the flip up, like she could get Google Maps. So she could actually use it for like GPS and stuff, which was hilarious. Cool. She'd like have it open in the car sitting there on this little screen, and she just used the audio. So it would like talk, like turn left at the whatever. I don't use the audio, but that's how she did it. Anyways, she like kind of figured out how to like work her whole life around that. And there was zero dopamine. I mean, I think technically, cause it was Android, you could download TikTok or something. She didn't, but like, even if you did, there was no dopamine of watching YouTube on like 5 megapixels. You know what I mean? So you just, you just like, don't do that. It's so frustrating to do almost anything, that you just like really minimize your phone use. So I see a major appeal here. What's interesting is he said there is no screen. I see how you could get around no screen, and you can actually do some interesting apps. Like I mentioned, you could probably do a Google Maps like this. What's interesting is he compares it to the iPhone the most, right? Like, and so it feels like he's like trying to replace the iPhone. I'm going to be honest. I think that there's already a device that is crushing in this category, and that's the Meta Smart Glasses. I think you're going to be hard pressed to beat that form factor, because with the Meta Smart Glasses, it has a microphone that can hear you. It has a speaker right next to your ear. You can talk to AI and it will give you responses. And also the camera can see what you're doing. And once they start doing all the superimposing on your screen in front of you, so for directions and stuff, it can display. I think that is the best form factor for not having to pull out a phone. You could just have it right there. Now, I know some people are like, oh no, now your screen is permanently in front of you. I think it's going to be something like, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's going to be something like that flip phone where it's not that convenient. Like, you're not scrolling on TikTok on it, right? It's just kind of augmenting some things you see and useful apps. I know people are concerned about ads showing up on there. I sure hope there's a subscription I can pay to never see an ad forcibly popping up on my glasses. Or maybe you just pay a lot for the glasses, or it's just more AI usage for Meta. So, I mean, that would be my concern, would be ads. But I really think that the glasses is the winning form factor here. My imagination on this is that Sam Altman's going to come up with like a little stone or something that you can keep in your pocket and you can talk to it maybe. And that's probably because this is what they said about it. He said, quote, when I use current devices or most applications, I feel like I'm walking through Times Square in New York City and constantly just dealing with all the little indignities along the way, flashing lights in my face, people bumping into me, like noises going off, and it's an unsettling thing. Anyways, so he thinks that like we can create this new no dopamine, no social media app like world basically with his new device. Because of that, I'm thinking like this thing's probably like a little puck, a little chip, and you can talk to it and it can give you information or navigate you somewhere. Like, it could basically just like talk to you but not give you any sort of visual cue. That's kind of what I'm getting from it.
That's interesting. Yeah, that could be something like that. I feel like in order for it to be a really useful device, you're going to have to give all of your device connections and passwords and everything to it so that it can observe you and kind of learn your behavior. Because that's the other piece, is like, if you're actually trying to get work done and use this tool, it's going to have to know what your daily tasks are and what you're doing. So how's it going to do that if there's no observational piece to it? You know, I feel like just like if it was only voice activated, it would kind of just be like a fancy Alexa or like Meta smart glasses, like you said. So I feel like there's got to be some kind of, which that's where the security risks maybe would be a concern to me, but there's got to be an observational piece too, where it can kind of learn your behavior and then perform tasks for you. Similar to a company we talked about a couple weeks ago. I don't know if it was on the Atlas browser or not, but basically it can observe your behavior on your computer and learn your daily tasks. But I don't know.
That is a great point. Okay, I think you have an amazing point there, which is that because it's tied into ChatGPT, if you use ChatGPT, it's going to be able to use your memory and context of all your ChatGPT conversations. So it actually will know a lot more about you just from that. The other thing that it probably will have is a microphone on there that just listens to everything you say and do, kind of like Friend. Or I think it's friend.com. They made like a little necklace that you wear with a microphone that listens to everything you do. That didn't do incredibly well. There was Rabbit that tried to make their R1 device. It didn't do incredibly well. Of course, there was, I'm blanking on the name, but there was like the one that you clipped onto your shirt and that whole company went bankrupt basically and sold off. I can't believe I forgot their name already. I mean, it just goes to show you go bankrupt and you disappear from everyone's brains. But here's an interesting thing. I think there's so much hype around Sam Altman's device. I fail to see how it's going to live up to the hype. But I do like all the hype train. But just get this. This is how he described it. When someone's like, so like, can you describe your device? He's like, it's going to be like sitting in the most beautiful cabin by a lake in the mountains and just sort of enjoying the peace and the calm. Like, dude, what the heck does that even mean? Like, basically, your puck is going to have a speaker and it's going to play you meditation music. Like, okay, sure. You're not sitting by a mountain in the cabin in the lake. Like, okay. Anyways, I thought that was pretty ridiculous. He said that it should be able to filter out things for users and that you're going to trust AI to do a lot of things over time. It's going to be contextually aware about when it's best time to present information to the user and ask for input. So essentially, it's going to have an always on listening microphone and it's going to like chime in. So like if you're working on something or you're talking to someone, it's going to like chime in and be like, oh, don't forget as well. Like if we're having this conversation right now and I forgot the name of the clip-on company, which now I'm literally going crazy, but like I forget the name of that. it probably would just like chime from my pocket and be like, oh, the name of the company you're forgetting is blah, blah, blah. And I'd be like, all right, thanks. And just move on with my life. I'm assuming it's going to be like sort of useful like that. But I've recently tested another device that I'm not a fan of. But would you use like an always on listening device in your pocket, Jamie?
I don't know. That's the quote I didn't like from this article, is that you trust it over time and it does just have this incredible contextual awareness of your whole life. That kind of freaks me out a little bit. So yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I would use this outside of a work setting. That's the other thing too with Sam Altman and a lot of these people with these ideas. It's like, oh, we just want is to make your life easier and blah, blah, blah. I think at the end of the day, you got to think about what the customer wants too. And I feel like people like to be entertained by the flashy screen, by the social media apps. And so I don't think this device will be for everybody. I think, like I said, I think it's more geared towards productivity and that sort of thing, not your necessarily everyday person.
That's yeah. Okay. I have one quote that I think falls in line with my prediction. And that is that Johnny Ive in an interview said, I love solutions that teeter on appearing almost naive in their simplicity. Okay. I guarantee you guys, this thing looks just like a pebble. And he said, and I also love incredibly intelligent, sophisticated products that you want to touch and you want to, and you feel no intimidation and you want to use almost carelessly, that you use them almost without thought, that they're just tools. I guarantee this is just like a pebble that's like a weight on your thing and people use it as a fidget toy and they just like hold it and it's like their best pebble friend. Okay. Here's what I don't like. I recently tested out the Bee smartwatch from Amazon. Actually acquired this company called Bee, and it's a watch that basically sits on your wrist and it can record what you're saying and then it gives you like transcripts. So it's kind of like when you do a Zoom call and there's all the AI Zoom companions that people have and it like is like a note taker. It's like supposed to do that, but for your whole life. I'll tell you what's annoying about it. A couple things. Number one, you have to have the app opened and on in order for it to record, which is like so dumb that I would have to think about pulling out my phone and turning the app on, because at that point, I might as well just have it recording on my phone. Whatever.
Right.
Then the other thing is you have to push a button on your wrist to start the recording. And then there's a bunch of like other like limitations about it just basically not being that good. But like, so all this to say, like, I've tried some of these other devices and I'm sure Johnny Ive is going to make it great and the microphone will work really good and the transcription will tie into ChatGPT. So it's going to work really good. But like, I don't know. It's just, it's not for everyone, but it'll be interesting to see what happens here. All right, guys, thank you so much for tuning into the podcast today. If you learned anything new, if you are excited for this, let us know. And if you're not planning on getting it, drop a comment either way on the show. We appreciate all of the reviews. So leave your review letting us know if you're going to get this device or not. And make sure to go check out the AI Hustle School community. Remember, Black Friday discount this week, and we just added an annual plan, which is 30% off of the Black Friday discount. It is an insanely good deal if you want to grow and scale your business with AI in 2026. All right, guys, hope you have a fantastic rest of your day.